top right now. What's your favorite alcoholic beverage?
If you love being in a girl group, this is totally for you.
Some people call us overwhelming.
Yeah. Love it or leave it, we don't care. No, but we want you here.
Yeah. Welcome to you. Can sip with us. I'm Colleen.
I'm Ashley.
What are you sipping on?
I made a little margaroni.
A Negroni or a margarita?
It's a margarita in my language. A spicy one. So I got the Tanteo jalapeno tequila.
Okay.
And then I mixed it with something that I'm bringing as a fave on in the favorite section.
Okay.
And also some sparkling water. Like nice. A flavored sparkling water. It's called like Sunset or something. I don't know. It has like pineapple, strawberry, and kiwi flavors, I think is what it said on the box. I don't know. Whatever. Yeah. It's a fucking sparkling water. So, you know.
Oh, wow. Okay.
We know that those aren't like blasting you with flavor, but it's
they
good.
Do their,
it's
they good. Serve their job.
And I, so we're recording this at night and I have already had one of these. So I've had one fully on board and then the second one halfway done. What are you sipping?
I'm sipping on a Mai Tai.
And love it's that.
I love that for me too.
Is it one of those canned ones you talked about?
Yeah, it's like the cut water or something.
Yeah. But you raved about it.
They're good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're good. Little canned Mai Tai. Mm-hmm. The other day it was gray skies and rainy and a little windy, so the wind was flapping around outside. Yeah. You know, and Chris,
as wind does.
Yeah. Chris texted me. He said, "It's so dark and stormy out there."
Oh,
and my brain
you said, "Say
went,
no more." Let me grab my ginger beer.
I want a dark and stormy. And if you don't know what that drink is, it's great. It's dark rum with ginger beer. And what happens is you put the ginger beer and then you put the dark rum on top and then it just kind of swirls around like a little storm descending and it's wonderful. And there's something about it, even on days like where it's kind of warm but stormy.
Yeah.
Because it gives that, it's like an island drink kind of.
Yeah.
Rum, all rum drinks feel like they just, the proper place is island.
There's a vibe associated with it. And I definitely think it's something tropical. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But yeah, actually I was going to say like a vibey tropical, but anywhere tropical, anywhere. It could be bright, sunny sunshine and it's rum. Mm-hmm. I don't drink enough rum, I don't think.
Same. And I should drink more because I truly love more. It. I love it's so much more flavorful than
it's very fun.
It's fun. Let's become
rum
people.
I think I don't drink it as much because they say like the cleaner drink is vodka to tequila and I don't do
and that's true.
Vodka. Yeah. So I do tequila, but I also just love the flavor of tequila.
Right.
So I feel like that has made rum seem like the ugly stepsister when actually she's fucking Cinderella.
She's lovely.
She's gorgeous.
She's lovely. She's unpretentious.
She's unpretentious.
Rum
she's
and
unassuming.
Coke.
She says, listen.
That's just like, let's party.
Let's party.
Rum is a party animal.
I love Malibu and Coke these days.
Yeah.
I feel like, again, I only have a couple of them. One, I'm highly sensitive to caffeine. Yeah. We recorded Patreon last week and we're like doing the catch up. How are you doing? And I'm like, I feel like my head's not attached. I had
buzzing.
Such brain fog and it was because it was from caffeine. Mm-hmm. I had not had anything and I woke up feeling great. And then I had two drinks of caffeine. And I don't know why, but whatever. I was just feeling flighty.
Yeah.
So I'm very sensitive to caffeine. If caffeine didn't bother me, I would
watch out.
Always be drinking rum and Malibu, really. It's rum and Malibu and diet. That's what I would be doing. Malibu and diet.
So Taylor, when she's in the suites watching football, it looks like she's always drinking a crayon and vodka. Vodka crayon.
Yeah.
As it were. And that is a drink. That was a college drink.
Yeah. I want her to drink something else because I want to drink what Taylor Swift drinks, but I will not drink vodka crayon.
So ever. I hadn't had vodka crayon in years.
I haven't
years
either.
In years. And then we were on the flight to California and they said, what would you like? And I said, a vodka crayon. Sure. And it tastes, it was
why
like,
did you do that? Like what came in? You thought you, yeah, you thought I saw her. What did you just see? Like something on social, like what no, triggered
there,
okay, it for
yes,
you?
Yes, so there was a menu.
I need to know the story.
There was
yes.
a menu in the seat.
In the front of your face, right you staring you down.
Open yeah. it and it's like, here's our mixers.
Yes.
And here's our spirits. And then there was a match right there. Vodka yeah. crayon.
And it said, boom.
And
then you saw those two things and your brain said Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift. And then yeah. I ordered it. And then yeah. I thought, ah, this has been decades. And okay. yet it has not changed. And it's good.
Oh, it is.
Yes.
Okay. I feel like
the most basic drink
maybe
in the
I
world.
Need to try it again, because I also feel like, oh my God. It's like these what? Memes that are like, you know how old are you when you just like randomly look out the window and stare at nature, you know, or like just listening, like acknowledging the sound of birds or whatever. And so I feel like in college, cranberry was wasted on me because it just was yeah. like a boring drink. But yes. as an adult now,
we're putting it in our calm like cocktails. It's having a resurgence in our world.
Well, that's tart cherry juice. I'm not putting cranberry.
Oh, I've been putting cranberry.
Well,
so maybe
you're
that's
fucking
why
that up horribly. Because that is
doing nothing for me.
No, that's just a sugar spike with nothing. Tart cherry juice has also a sugar spike, but has melatonin in it. Melatonin.
I've just been...
Turns out she's been doing vodka crayons before bed, feeling pretty good. No wonder you're sleeping better. Yeah. No, you're doing cranberry juice in your nighttime cocktail?
Yeah, this okay. is the moment that this dawned on me that I got it wrong for
oopsies. I don't know, and you're like, 6 months now. Everyone says this works. How's it? But I'll just keep trying.
It's a staple on our grocery order list. Now.
Because of that?
Yeah, I thought I was doing it right. It's just wow. It's red juice.
Like, yeah, it's just red juice. So same. Okay, so I just texted my friend Lindsay because she's also a big Taylor Swift fan, and she called, which I think is such yeah. a boss move. At the bar, she'll be like, I want a Taylor Swift. I'm ordering a Taylor Swift. And I thought it was like she learned it on a menu somewhere, but she, and so whatever, I just texted her and I said, what drink do you call the Taylor Swift? And she sent me a screenshot of something. It said, drink of choice differs from what she previously stated in her Vogue 73 questions interview in April 2016, which is
wow,
almost a decade
that's
ago.
That's a callback.
When asked what her favorite cocktail was, she responded, vodka diet Coke, as the recipe's name suggests, easy to make, blah, blah, blah. So she, when she orders a Taylor Swift, it's a vodka diet Coke.
So that was 2016.
But I've never
Taylor.
Once seen her drink that.
Cosmos are what Dumois says that she orders when she goes out to restaurants with friends.
And I'm not doing. I mean, to be fair, we didn't make it according to the recipe.
No,
we said, what do we got? I mean, you drinking cranberry juice in your nighttime cocktail is so on brand for us. The other day I made a drink. I don't remember what I was making. I made something and I was like, well, I don't have this, so I'm subbing in this. And a double fist or soul sipper, which is who we call the people on Patreon. She was like, that's so typical for you guys. Just like, I'm making this drink, but it has none of the same ingredients as what the recipe calls for. And then we judge it as if
yeah.
we're drinking this straight up situation.
And we're thrower inners too, like on a recipe.
Hey,
let's put a little this in there.
Yeah,
okay.
Should we spice it up with that? Yeah. Uh-huh. No.
Yeah.
So I don't, when we had the Cosmo, I said, I will not that's be drinking Cosmos.
Yeah.
But to be fair, we didn't actually have a Cosmo.
No, it was very loose, whatever we made.
We had a liquor, God. A juice, and some lime.
Yeah, it was like, what? I think I put one of the kids' like honest juice packs.
like a fruit punch.
I did put like a
and I think I didn't have lime, so I think I did like some mel. I don't know. We were flubbing around town. Anyway, so maybe a Cosmo's very good. Yeah. We wouldn't know.
But that's what she apparently orders at the nice restaurants. And then in the games, we see her with the vodka crayon.
Yeah.
With maybe yeah. a soda splash. We don't know.
Right. But also in 2016, she's not the same girl.
No.
You know what? Actually, I think Taylor could be. Not anymore. I feel like she's got her feet under her and she's gotten some confidence. But I feel like she could be the runaway bride girl where we don't know what kind of eggs she likes. So I feel like in 2016, maybe her favorite drink was just her favorite with whoever she was around, like whoever she drank with. The super, you know,
who was she around in 2016?
Well, I don't know. I was going to throw out Calvin Harris. I don't know when that was. After Calvin Harris, it went Tom, and then it went Joe, right? So yeah. We got to subtract 6 years from now would be 2018, Tom. So I feel like 2016 was right around Calvin Harris time. What?
2016 was this is, I feel like 2016 was so long ago, and it was, but this feels recent.
Okay.
It was the 1989 World Tour.
That's when I first saw her.
And Hiddleston were seen kissing on a beach in June 2016.
Yep. Okay. Yep.
That's where he loved the I Love TS tank top.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It feels like Tom was not that long ago, but then again, she dated Joe for 6 years.
Well, yeah. Did you just not listen to anything I just said? Because you were looking at the internet.
Well, I know, but I'm still looking at it. Yeah. I'm still processing it. I did feud with Kanye. Swift denied giving approval to the Vogel. That was at the when she was standing up accepting the award for best album.
Oh, yeah. If people try to take credit for your fame.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
Wow.
And then everything went to shit.
If people were to say, if someone were to say, those things happened, what year was it? I would have never guessed 2016. I maybe would have guessed like 20. I guess I could have done the backwards math.
I think
math
you actually would have
maybe
probably
found
been
it.
Within striking distance.
It's just
distance.
Like those moments where you're like, oh, wow, time's flying.
I just feel like we're right now, 4 years later, I feel like we're just now coming out of COVID, even though we've been out of it for a while. But I feel like there was a couple of years there that they're unaccounted for.
Yep.
All of 2020 and all of 2021 were
that's
weird.
Probably.
So
what
I
it
feel
is.
Like that's why.
Yes.
Like more times passed, but there was 2 years where nothing happened.
Rip Van Winkle type.
I don't know who that is. I mean, I know the name, but I don't know. I don't know that reference.
Isn't that where the guy's been asleep and he wakes up and all the time's passed?
Is that what that's? I don't know. You
I
tell
think,
me.
I don't know.
Okay. I don't know. Great. Okay. What the hell? That was a good poll.
All
Rip
right.
Van Winkle. Hold on. Let me just see. What is it about? Oh, he fell asleep in the woods for 20 years. You're exactly right.
Wow.
Yeah. We lived through Rip Van Winkle. But I think you would have gotten there only. Okay. We're moving on. Here we go. Onward, folks.
Okay. Time is flying.
She's sweating the small stuff, but I'll tell you what's not sweating. Her underarms.
Nope.
It's not stinking or sweating.
No.
Because she's got Lumi.
That's right.
And Lumi has all kinds of incredible products. I'm obsessed with their body wash. We've got their deodorant. But the thing that is so cool about Lumi is it is a whole body deodorant and it's safe to use anywhere on your body. We're talking pits. We're talking underboobs. We're talking thighs, belly buttons, booties, VVs, anything, feet, wherever you want to put it. It was created by an OBGYN who saw firsthand how normal body odor was being misdiagnosed and mistreated. And it is now clinically proven to block odor all day and control it for up to 72 hours. How are they doing this? Well, unlike certain traditional deodorants that try to mask odor with fragrance, Lumi is formulated and powered by mandelic acid to stop odor before it starts. More like a pre-deodorant. Plus, now they've got a sweat control option, which is the same outrageously effective whole body deodorant you love with the bonus of sweat control. It's also available in a cream tube that has the same 72-hour odor and sweat control. So this new product is going to keep you smelling fresh and help you stay drier. The Lumi Whole Body Deodorant Plus Sweat Control. It's got all the same stuff that you love. The outrageously effective 72-hour odor control with the 72-hour sweat control. It is baking soda free, paraben free, pH balance, which is very important all over, but especially below the belt. And they got a variety of fresh, bright scents like clean tangerine, lavender sage, my favorite, toasted coconut.
Lumi's starter pack is perfect for new customers. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, cream tube deodorant, two free products of your choice, like a mini body wash.
Get and the body wash, guys. Wipes. I'm telling you.
Do it. And free shipping. As a special offer for listeners, new customers get 15% off all Lumi products with our exclusive code. And if you combine the 15% off with the already discounted starter pack, that equals over 40% off their starter pack. Insert code SIP with us for 15% off your first purchase at LumiDeodorant.com. That's code SIP with us at LumiDeodorant.com.
I think the reason that I like the body wash so much is because of the pH balance thing. Because
you notice that
it's well, I don't notice a difference, but I feel like I've just heard like you're not supposed to use soap down there and it like wipes out the bad bacteria, blah, blah, blah. And so I think that's why I like it so much is just like, and I haven't done my own research on it, but I just feel like I feel good about it. So anyway,
yes.
Colleen, before she was joking around, but before we hit record, she was telling me the ad order and she said, don't fuck this up. And wouldn't you know what just happened on this last ad read? Look, we paused it and our editor probably made it sound nice, but I'll tell you, someone fucked it up and it wasn't me. I'll tell you that.
Wow.
Much
you
right
know what
now.
I was going to say
before what, you liked me and now you don't.
Yeah. What I was going to say is, hey, I want you to jump into your faves because you have a very important fave to share, but I'm going to cut in on the first one and say, one of my favorite things is your new hair. That's what I was going to say.
Oh, how nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's Thank you.
Fab.
It's growing on me. I chopped it to like, what is it? I don't know. It's just a little bit below chin length. It's a nice, I've been wanting to do it for a long time. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I think hairdressers, they get nervous that people are going to freak out.
Yeah.
Or whatever. So they stair stepped me. And then finally, I'm not due for another hair appointment, but we're leaving in a couple days to go to John's little brother's wedding. And I was like, I'm chopping it. I want short hair.
Yes.
And so I've never done that before. I've never gone to the hairdresser without like getting the full meal deal, like highlight and toner and all that. She did nothing, just a little chopperoonie. I was in and out 40 minutes. It was nice.
It's so good.
Yeah, thank you. It's growing on me. I'm not obsessed with it yet, but I feel like it's just a styling thing, you know?
Yeah.
Like
it takes getting used to, too.
Yeah, you gotta get adjusted.
Yep.
All right, we got some faves for you. Mm-hmm. I kind of have several. Okay.
I'm gonna try to blow through them because we're launching.
Oh, right. Okay. So the best thing that I have felt when I was we have this list. I have it in my notes. Best thing, our faves are like best thing you ate, read, watched, the product, sipped, heard, smelled, felt. And I always go down the list and sometimes I don't have them in every category and I got multiple in one, blah, blah, blah. Then I got to felt. I don't always have something for felt. Right. I think a lot of times we don't. Immediately I thought of, we've got new merch and it is launching today. SipSquadPod.com/shop. Click on the shop our merch. It's going to take you. By popular demand, last year we had In My Witchy Era in like a tan color. And every time I wear it on stories, people are like, where did you get any of the link? And I'm like, oh, well, you snooze, you lose. It was from last year. We brought it back and it's in a lavender color hoodie, and we were going to put it on a different like crew type thing. And then the girl that we work with to do merch, she was like, hey, we don't have good sizing or something in that, but we could do these and they're so soft. And I was like, meh. I didn't think it looked like as cute in the picture. You were like, selfishly, I want a hoodie.
I need another
hoodie.
It's
my favorite one. Did you feel it?
Yeah, it's so amazing.
It's the softest thing in my closet. And I have a lot. I only wear soft things. If they're not soft, I'm out. So it's the In My Witchy Era lavender hoodie, white. I even love that it's white strings for the hoodie and then whatever. Then we have some that are Taylor Swift inspired without screaming it. Also Halloween inspired without screaming it. So we've got two options. We've got so you're wearing the crop right now. It's like kind of a neon-y purple.
Halloween-y purple.
There's a skull on the sleeve and on it, it says, if you wanted me dead, you should have just said. And it's a crop, but don't you feel like that crop is a nice length?
It's a nice length, and because I'm not a crop girl.
Yes.
That's not my jam, but right. I love wearing these with like a cute jogger pant.
Yes.
Or like a yoga or pant leggings. Or something. Yes. It's very, very cute.
But it doesn't actually show
tummy.
Like midriff. No, it's not like a nice crop.
Cut. Like
it's like right at hips. Yeah, see? Right, it's like right at your hip bones.
Yeah, it's just not a long t-shirt, and that's great.
Yes. So just so you know, when it says crop, just know it's not like crop. Like it's actually a great flattering. But we also put that on a black crew, which is also very soft. I love the skull and crossbones on that. We've got, I'm wearing the Tortured Souls Social Club.
With a little witch on a broomstick right in the middle. So cute.
She's flying. It's adorable. And then under... it says fearsome, wretched, and wrong.
So good.
I'm fearsome and I'm wretched and I'm wrong. And then do we have another Halloween one or, and then we go into the game days?
I think it's game days.
Okay. So then we have two game day options. My very favorite is, this is the whole reason I reached out and I'm like, call, we need to do a fall merch launch. It's the NFL logo. We did it in Chiefs colors, but in it, so it's like a red outline NFL logo, and then inside where it would say NFL, instead it says, she had a marvelous time ruining everything.
Isn't that amazing?
Which I think is so fucking sassy and smart.
I love
it. And I just can't wait for someone to be like, I hate Taylor Swift on the screen. It's like, okay, well, we had a marvelous time ruining everything for you, you little sad Chad.
Your life by enjoying football.
Yeah, get out of here. Okay, but then, so you guys have to get that one. Then we did a game day, kind of like a vintage vibe game day. So it was a vintage font, stripes on it. And then that comes in like six colors maybe. So you can
find your team.
Whatever your team color is. Oh,
so
I think
cute.
I know we say this every freaking time. And guys, we don't even really make money on merch.
No.
It's just that we love it.
Yep.
So like we're excited about it because one, we get to like, we basically create shit we want to wear.
Yep.
And then we think, if we want to wear it, you guys would want to wear it. So we offer it. So this isn't even like a pitch for it. It's just like, go get the good stuff.
Go get
because
it.
Whenever I wear stuff later, you guys, without fail, ask me where it came from. It's from this. It's from our merch. So that's the best thing that I felt.
SipSquadPod.com/shop.
Okay.
SipSquadPod.com/shop. That's where you go get your merch. And I would recommend getting it soon because shit does go.
It does sell out. And also you want to maximize on the timing. The cool thing is the football stuff will last through what? February, hopefully. Right. And even the Halloween-y stuff, I feel like maybe the Tortured
Souls. I'm
going to
rock that Tortured Souls probably almost year round.
Yeah.
Even
I
with
guess
the
it
witch.
Is almost year round. And it's then if you want to be dead, you should have just said.
Yeah.
Come on. They're year round.
They're just edgier.
Right. They're just edgier.
It's fall and Halloween's a nice time for edgy, but.
Right.
Yeah.
So is every day. Okay.
Right.
Let me get into some faves. So best thing that I read, I listened to this. It is a good listen, but I'm putting it in the book read category. It is The Women by Kristen Hanna. Did I talk about it on Patreon?
You were in the midst of reading it.
Okay.
But you
I wasn't sure.
Finished. Right.
I wasn't sure because it's for me, it was a little bit of a slower start. Kristen Hanna is one of my favorite authors. She is a heavy author, but she writes women beautifully. And she writes about like the very first book I read from her was called The Nightingale. And it was based in World War II. But what you hear a lot about stories of wartime is about the men in these situations. And she always writes about the women. So The Nightingale was about the people that helped like free people against like the Holocaust and the German, you know, Nazis and things
they
like that.
Part of the
so
resistance, yeah.
The big,
the Nazis.
Yeah. And then The Women was set in the Vietnam War. And I had no idea what that was like. A lot of us, probably a lot of our grandparents were Vietnam veterans because that's like the era that it was
My
in.
My dad's a Vietnam vet.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I had no idea like what actually was going on and how they were treated, how veterans and soldiers were treated when they got home. And specifically, so they were not greeted warmly because they were against the war. So people were protesting the war. Americans were protesting the war. And then the veterans would arrive back from hell, the battlefield, and would be booed and like thrown, things would be thrown at whatever. But then women specifically were offered no help because every time they went, to get help. Anytime they said that they served in the war, everyone would tell them there was no women in Vietnam. And so it was just this beautiful story. It follows one woman specifically, mm-hmm. Frankie, and she goes to the war because her brother went to war. So she wanted to be with her brother. So it's like the story of her and her family, and she's over there. And the first part of the book is about what it actually was like to be a nurse in combat. And then she comes home, and the second 2/3 of the book are about what she faced. And it was gut-wrenching and awful and stunningly beautiful and really important. So highly recommend The Women. That's my third book by Chris and Hannah. All of them are 10 out of 10. They are so good. The other one I read was The Great Alone. Beautiful. Okay. Best thing that I watched. Have you heard of the Menendez brothers?
Dude, this is on my list.
Did you start watching it?
Yes.
It is. Holy so John, the other night we were looking and he was like, hey, do you want to watch the Menendez brothers thing? And I'm like, I've heard of that, yes. But I don't know who they are. I'm like, do you? And he said, yeah, well, I know they killed their parents. We finished episode 3 last night. So I think there's 6, 8? I don't know. But now my feed is full of them.
What? I was so anxious watching the murder. Mm-hmm. The way they brought you, and this isn't spoiling anything because you know that this is an event that it happened, yeah. But the way they brought you into that scene.
Yeah.
My adrenaline was through the roof watching that.
It was pretty unbelievable. And then I have seen lots of side-by-sides of the actual trial footage and then how they've filmed these boys at how it's in the 2024 or whatever. And it is so like the acting is incredible. Don't you think the acting is so good?
It's really, really good.
I think Eric specifically, he's one of the boys, but Lyle is also phenomenal. It's just Eric has to be he's much more emotional.
Yep.
It is also so heartbreaking. Very well done. Also heartbreaking.
Heartbreaking.
So you guys got to watch that. How are we doing on time? Do I need to
I'm not going to be, I'm not going to ding, ding, ding you.
Okay. I'm almost done. I only have this two more things. Safe place. Okay. So I mentioned this sometime on Patreon, I think. And then I mentioned at the top of the episode that I mixed my tequila with this drink. Okay. I have been wanting to do, you guys know, I like a microdose. I like plant medicine. I've been dabbling with the mushrooms. I've been playing with cannabis for a long time and I really enjoy it. I found these drinks. The brand is called Flora and they have a spicy margarita cocktail. Ooh. It is so freak. I just got on subscription.
In a little can.
And I was like, John, you have to try this. It is so good. And I was having, they're 5 milligrams, which is a lot for me. I'm a lightweight. I do like when I say that's a macro dose for me or like a medium to macro. I like a 2.5. I don't want to feel out of my mind.
Right.
There's something about the way that they use them. I don't know. 5 milligrams is fine for me. It's a
Flora
very
hemp spirits.
Yes. Okay. And you need to try the spicy margarita. I got the variety pack because they have a mule, like a blueberry mule, which is also delicious. And then they have a passion fruit margarita. And then they have this, you can get that in like a pack. And then I also got a like what you would think is like a fifth or a handle or whatever we call them in liquor terms of a CBD. So they have one that has THC in it. And I just got a CBD because I've been liking to make little mocktails in the evening. Mm-hmm. So the CBD has no psychoactive effects, but I've also got their spritzes. Those have 3 milligrams. I don't feel anything on those, but the spicy margarita. So that's what I added in here. I added half a can of the spicy margarita cocktail or whatever it's called. And then my tequila and then my sparkling water. But those little things on their own are to die. Are you on their website right now?
Yeah.
I see your eyes working. Yeah. Yes. They're unbelievable. So anyway, I had them. I went through my 4-pack and I put them on subscription. Now I have 24 coming every 2 months. I don't know what I have, something like that. Fun. So good. Okay. And then the best thing that I smelled, this I discovered during Prime Days back in July, but it was expensive. And so I didn't end up buying it, but people were raving about it. It is the Gucci Bloom perfume. So I ended up getting a little traveler, like one of those little tiny vials of it, you know? I love it so much. And so as I was going to look up what it's called, Gucci Boop, they have all kinds of scents. So this one, I have specifically the yellow one. I don't know what the scent, whatever, but if you're looking for it, it's a yellow bottle. I love it so much, but you gotta like floral. I love floral.
Yeah.
I also discovered they have different ones. So they have like a gardenia one with shots of, with notes of.
I love gardenia.
I think it's one of my favorite scents on the planet. God, but it also apparently, so it has scents of gardenia, but it also apparently has notes of like brown sugar or something.
Okay.
Like something warm. I know. So I added that to the card. I'm gonna try it out. But the Gucci Bloom, so good. Those are my faves.
Okay.
Are we going into an ad or your faves?
We're going to do mine.
Let's rock and roll, baby.
Okay. I also had the Menendez brothers on mine. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So we're going to take that right off. I went on a run today. And it was the perfect run outside. And I am, one of my favorite things are the cool fall days that are dry and sunny. The leaves are starting to fall. I was running by a riverfront. It was like orangey, beautiful. Like outside and green, both, you know, because nothing's dried out yet.
Right.
And it was blue skies, but I was running in the shade.
And it's like safe because sometimes I remember running when the leaves would fall and it's rainy and then it's wet and you're afraid of slipping.
Yeah, it was not today. Slippy dippy. Oh, no so slippy good. Dippy. So fall runs.
No slippy dippies. Okay.
And then I had good music on and the Chappelle Roan song. I already talked about her on here. Chappelle Roan.
I think it's Chappell Roan.
I can't get enough of her.
Are you following what's happening right now?
No, she's a turd.
There's something going on.
Maybe. She's maybe a turd.
There's something going on
right now.
Maybe
she's young. She's getting a lot of bad press. I don't know how much of it is warranted or if she's just immature. I don't know what it is with the media and purpose.
Well, she got political, which people get all butthurt about. But okay. I think the cherry on top was that she just pulled out of her concert.
And she keeps
a day
doing
ahead of time
that,
or something.
I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's fine.
But also, she has the vibes of like, I don't give a fuck. You guys made me famous. I just want to play if I want to play and I don't if I don't. Like, she gives off that vibe. I
haven't kept up, nor do I care about any of that because the Good Luck Babe song and running to that.
Need.
Did you see the Kelly Clarkson cover of it?
No, but Kelly
it
Clarkson.
It wasn't really a cover, but she was, it was on her queen. Talk show. Miranda Lambert was there and they, sang that song together.
Mm-hmm. It was too long of a clip, so I didn't watch the whole thing. They did too much talking at first.
I would
So I just want to see the performance. But Miranda Lambert kind of bugs me.
Does she?
She
bugs you?
Yeah, which is a bummer.
Yeah.
Because I feel like she's like me.
Yeah.
You know, in that we're both like fucking spicy and have really incredible voices when we sing.
Yeah. Right. Your cover with Kelly was better.
Well, that's what I was hoping you would say that. Yeah.
The other song that came on, Boys of Faith from Zach Bryan and Bon Iver. They have a little.
Zach Bryan's also.
I know. Because
he was
a little turdy turd.
He was a little turdy.
Taylor.
He was turdy, though. That was turdy.
He was drunk, I think. And his apology
That's what he says.
I don't know.
But his apology was bullshit. Because he said, I mean, it was genuine. But he said, like, this was only about comparing music. But it's like, well, then why did you say Eagles over Chiefs? If it's only about music. Why you it doesn't make sense.
I think he just wasn't thinking.
He's struggling. And I do know he struggles with mental health because he sings about it all the time.
And I can't tell you how unruffled my feathers are about it. They're just not ruffled at all. I don't care because I love that man.
Yeah.
I love him.
Yeah.
And
he has a sound like nobody else.
People make mistakes. He was a turdy turd, but I love him.
Right.
And that song with Bon Iver and running to it in the fall.
Yeah.
And then guess what I did?
I have not heard that one though. What's it called? I'm going to put it on my list right now.
It's chill vibes. And it's like relaxing,
so
you know, drink your CBD and have this. Brian, like it's chill.
Bon. And I love nice Bon Iver. Or Bon Iver, whatever the hell you say.
It's cool. It's a nice sound. The first listen the first listen to it didn't impress me all that much, but there was something about running to it and also driving in the car. and listening to it.
That I only played 4 seconds because then I had to listen to you, but
had to
there was dogs barking. Well, right now I just play because I can't be listening to the song mid conversation, but there was dog. And I think that's cute.
I think you'll like this. It's a little bit of a
take me somewhere.
It's going to take you somewhere. It's nice.
I like it.
After this run, I went and got my, and this is a standing favorite. It's just we're in the season. I feel like I've fully embraced fall is what this is coming to.
Yeah.
I was fighting it. Oh, wow.
What the hell? We recorded a couple days ago. You were pissed off.
I think today's events turned me. Mm-hmm. The beauty of the run, the music I was listening to. And then I went to go get my pumpkin foam espresso.
Oh. Yeah.
Nothing beats this coffee drink.
Nothing. 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 I don't even like coffee anymore. It does not make me feel good. And I'm still having that at least once a week.
Nothing will ever beat it.
It's so good.
It None of the other
so
foams beat it.
Fucking good.
No. We like chase it. We try and get somewhat close and it's really not even close. And we've talked about this drink before, but every time we even mention it, people say, what's the recipe again? Yeah. So I'll say it again. You get an espresso on ice. I get a double espresso on ice. You get extra ice, light water. You do the pumpkin foam and then you ask for cinnamon on top. It's under $4 here because we don't have sales tax.
So that's the way to do it. I've decided it's too many words. So I just say, can I get a cold brew and then get the pumpkin cream cold foam on top?
Oh.
And that's still, it's like the same, right? Like the same vibes.
Kind of. It's not espresso.
No, it's not espresso.
It's going to be a lighter vibe.
Which I don't mind because I don't like the coffee flavor
as much. And I like the
much.
Coffee flavor.
And I don't want to, it's too many words when I say all of the ice and the cup.
And I also
the thing,
like that it comes in a, an eventy cup. You have to say an eventy cup because then you get this enormous thing.
Right. Yes. It's true.
Yeah.
And if you're getting an enormous thing for under $4 or whatever, $4 or whatever you just said it cost.
Oh,
right. Whereas my cold brew is probably $6.75 or some bullshit.
Yeah. It's,
I cannot believe how expensive things are, but I'm going to keep going.
L-theanine.
Yeah.
That's come into my life. I was doing the Natural Vitality Calm drink at night, which has L-theanine in it.
With your cranberry juice, probably.
You sent me L-theanine gummies and then I ordered L-theanine chewy tablets. Mm-hmm. Like Nature's Made L-theanine.
Yes.
And I notice a difference with this stuff.
Mm,
and it doesn't make me tired. You sent me some gummies that don't make me tired. And then I got the chewy L-theanine tablets are non-drowsy.
Yeah.
So I got those. And then I set a alarm in my phone for 4:00. Because I find between 4 and 5:30 is when I get a little bit
of a dip.
More wound up.
Oh, okay.
A little more anxious.
Okay.
And I think it's just the changing peak. Normally from work into home,
right?
Like that transition, there's not a drive or some master decompress thing that I do or that I have time. It's just boom, boom. And it's, it screws with me a little bit. And so this at that moment kind of like has helped that a lot, mm-hmm. which is nice.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's been good.
What? Amazon? Nature Made L-theanine?
Yeah, just L-theanine chew tabs.
Yeah.
It's like the non-drowsy right there. 4:00, boom.
Boom.
And
it's smart to set an alarm.
Because that's a busy time.
I need to set an alarm because I feel like not for L-theanine, but for my, I always miss my afternoon supplements. And then I only remember to take them when it's too late and I'm already tired.
Yep.
That's usually when I get my like energy dip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. A little natural vitality with a little cranberry.
Nice.
Juice.
With a little cranberry. Just a little cranberry juice.
Cran splash. Yeah. This makes me feel crunchy because these are really crunchy, but I like them. Hey Dude shoes. Have you seen these things?
No. Yes. Are they boat shoes?
They're kind of boat shoes, but I bought some for myself.
Yes.
They're
cute.
I have seen these. I have like slip-on
slides.
One slides, which they're super boaty, but they're comfy.
Super boaty.
They're comfortable. Mm-hmm. I like them. And these are the kind of shoes that you can wash and then they look like,
oh, really?
Brand new again. But they've been really nice for like school drop off, pickup.
Mules.
Or just
you have
like,
the mules.
I have a little mule thing.
Mules. Oh, they have a little platform mule. I might fuck with some platform mules.
They're cozy.
Austin
they're
Lift
not,
Classic.
They're your everyday shoes. These are not dress up. These are just dress down shoes. Maybe platforms would be a little
Speak
different.
For yourself.
No, you're right. You're right. But I will say I bought some for the kids too. Ooh. And the kids love these. Ellie has Sparkle Star Hey Dudes. That she
Do you
wears.
Have to get them from the site or can I get them on Amazon?
I don't know. I got them from the site because I found a sale. They were cheaper on the site than on Amazon. I caught them on a discount day. And then Ben, I think I told you guys that he's really into America? Like USA? Have I said that here?
I don't know if you have told that.
So we got real into the Olympics and he did too.
Oh, wait. You did mention something. Okay, yes.
So
okay.
We were teaching him about the American flag. And then now both Ben and Ellie, whenever we're going anywhere, if they see an American flag, they say, Americans!
Oh, Americans. Yes, yes, yes. Okay.
Americans! Like it's a thing.
Yeah.
And it's just become a big thing. And so he really likes to wear things that have American flags. And so I bought him Hey Dudes that have American flags all over them.
Yes.
And those are like his favorite shoes, but they're super cute and comfortable and stuff. You can just kind of wear them everywhere. They've been wearing them all weekend. And the last thing is a kid thing too, but someone here recommended the Disney Magic of Storytelling podcast for littles, and they're like little story podcasts. The only thing that I wish is that they were a little longer because they're like less than 10 minutes, but they're just they're podcasts that read Disney books.
Oh,
and it's great. It's just nice.
Do you do that
change.
In the car when
you
do that?
Like longer road trips or something. We just like pop that on something to mix it up. But
hey,
it's great.
What? Question. If I'm a, they only have whole sizes.
Okay.
Would I size up or down? I'm a 9.5, I feel like.
I would,
so would I get a 9 or a 10?
What? I don't remember what I think I sized up to a 9 because I knew that mine were slip-on or the mule.
Right.
So it didn't really, it was inconsequential.
Oh, I'm going to get the slip-on. That's what I'm getting. I'm going to slip it on.
Yeah, I would size up so it's just nice and cozy.
Cozy, cozy. Okay.
Yeah.
Madame Descartes. Okay. Great.
Ding, ding,
are we
ding,
dinging?
Ding, 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 ding. Okay. There is something in my closet that gets more compliments than anything else that I wear. It is the kind of thing that I never want to take off and something that is going to last me for freaking ever. And it's my Jenny Kane sweater. I have like the fisherman's hoodie sweater. And I swear, when I wear this thing, people are like, where'd you get this? Oh my gosh, send me the link, you know, because it is worth the investment. It is classic and it is going to last me forever. I took it to California because it felt like a special occasion, you know, with Chris, something I can definitely like dress up just down. But I am obsessed with it. I'm obsessed with Jenny Kane, and fall is in the air, which means we're already reviving our wardrobes to ensure we're set for the season. And that's why we're so thrilled to hear from one of our favorite sponsors, Jenny Kane. As the experts in classic elevated wardrobe essentials, especially iconic and super luxe sweaters, Jenny Kane is a California brand through and through, and their staples make getting dressed effortless. Think minimalist and refined with pieces like cozy cashmere sweaters and noteworthy accessories to elevated versions of all your everyday basics. Jenny Kane has everything you need to take the guesswork out of getting dressed. Not to mention the most incredible home essentials too. Jenny Kane is here to help you live your best season yet. Their sweaters are quintessential must-have item. I'm stocking up on their knits and fall-ready basics like the cashmere cocoon cardigan. It's the perfect cardigan. It's oversized, super soft, and goes with everything. Nobody does fall quite like Jenny Kane. They're known for their luxe and cozy sweaters. I'm eyeballing a handful to add to my fall and winter lineup. Another sweater that I'm eyeballing is the cashmere half zip. It's so cozy and it's the perfect layer to dress up or down. If you need something that pairs well with literally anything in your closet, look no further than the Flynn cashmere sweater. It has a perfect V-neck. It's easy to layer in style. They also have a stunning collection of home essentials, furniture pieces, cozy pillows and throws, perfectly curated decor, and the most incredible candles. Plus, they have an rewards program where you can earn up to 10% back with every purchase, and joining is completely free.
Find your new uniform at jennykane.com. Our listeners are going to get 15% off your first order when you use code SIP at checkout. That's 15% off your first order at jennykane.com, promo code SIP. Let getting dressed be one last thing you have to worry about. Embrace your fall aesthetic with Jenny Kane. Okay, we should also say, guys, and I think we've partnered with them once before, and you did mention this. They're like capsule collection pieces.
Yes.
They are very, very nice. And both Colleen and I, when they first reached out, this was years ago, because we have like an agency we work with, and they were like, hey, they're interested in partnering. And we said, well, we'll try it. But we're not like, we weren't sure if it was our vibe. So we both order things. You ordered the sweater. I ordered these slides. Didn't want to like them because of the price. We wanted to say, to basically decline the ad because of the prices of things. Turns out they're actually really freaking good. And yeah. I have worn my slides so, like the quality is, if I wore these slides like from Amazon, say, I mean, the ad's done. This is just like, you guys can probably tell the difference between reading and whatever. But if I wore a slide that I got from maybe Amazon or something, as much as I've worn, because it's probably been like 2 years,
yeah,
they wouldn't hold up. They wouldn't last. They wouldn't be comfortable. Like, and they're just good pieces. So just know that if you're going to go shop, they are pricey, but they are absolutely worth it. They will last you, and the discount matters, you know?
Yes.
It's good. I hope that's all okay to say.
Yes, hopefully. I'm sure it's fine.
All right. We should land the bird.
My rant comes in the form of a little story. So
I love this.
About Chris. This is my rant is about Chris. So fair warning, Chris, if you're listening to this, it's here it comes. Uh-huh. So we were flying to California for a friend's wedding. And I talked about this over on Patreon and probably here too. And we get there perfectly early, right? But it's also like, it's also one of those things where when you get to the airport, you just want to like get going and you just want security and just get through that part before you can like fully chill. And we were going during like a busy traffic time too. And so we were just like happy to get there, happy to get parked. So we get to the where you get your tickets or whatever. We get our bags through. We go through security. The security lines are like somewhat long, not crazy, but we have the pre-check or whatever. Mm-hmm. So we're kind of going through. And then, so we go through the security part, you know, I get my backpack back on, Chris gets his stuff all back on, and we're at that moment where it's like, okay, let's go get a coffee or something, right?
Yeah.
And Chris looks at me and he goes, do you have my car keys? And they're the car keys to my car that we drove to the airport.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you mean? No, I don't have your car keys. Like, this is your job. Like, your car keys are your job. He's like, I don't know where they are, you know, and he takes his backpack off. He's going through his backpack. He's going through every pocket. And he's like, let me see if I can do the locator because he has an AirTag on.
Oh, smart. Keys. Okay.
So he does that AirTag really on the keys and they're in the parking garage in the car. And he's like, they're in the car. I don't think I locked the car. So the car's unlocked
with the keys in it.
The keys are in it.
So someone can leave with the car if they knew.
And knowing Chris, this is the moment where if someone were to say, what would you bet Chris's reaction would be? What do you think his reaction would be?
Oh, I think he would go get the keys.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you know what he said? He said,
it'll be fine. What? What did he say?
He said, oh, it'll probably be fine. I looked at him and I said, who are you?
What have you done with my husband? Man. No, 100%. I think he'd say, hey, go get me a coffee. I'll race back, hold my bags. I'm going to go get the keys. I'm going to lock the car and I'm going to come back.
100%. There was a shift in his eye where he said, I think we're going to be fine.
Is this what 40 does to us?
And I was shocked. Just
that is
absolutely shocked.
That is shocking.
I said, and I wasn't chippy, but I just like, we're not leaving our keys in an unlocked car. Well, we're about to go away for the weekend because if we were to come home and the car was gone.
Yeah.
Then what?
What do we do? Then what?
Then what? We're going to never forgive ourselves. Like, this is just dumb.
We're going to never? No, you would never forgive him.
Yeah.
Right? Because this would be his choice. Yeah. That's a guy job at that point.
And then I'm thinking, are we going to even be able to relax in California? Right. Just wondering, oh, I wonder if Bob or the robber strolled by and hopped in yet. Like, no.
Yeah.
So I hoof it back.
You did?
I did.
Why?
I went through, because Chris was humdrum about it. So
he said, if you want to do it, do it.
I jumped into action. So I busted ass.
Whoa.
Through baggage claim, down the escalator, down the long hallway at PDX, past the movie theater signs, all the way to the very last elevator. I go to 5. I find the car. There they are, wide out. The keys are in the middle. I grab them. I lock the car. I go back into the airport. I go back to the security line. I go back through all of it. And then I find him. And he said, you know, and I'm texting him things like, can you order me a breakfast sandwich and a whatever, whatever. Like, you know, I'm starting to. And so then he, you know, and he's like, of course.
Yeah, I just saved our asses here, babe. Can you order me a sandwich?
Can you order me a sandwich? I don't even know if I was hungry as much as it was like the principle
just
of
like,
it.
Just like, can you do fucking anything?
So he's like, say less, of course, you know, and he tells me I'm right out in front of Moe's, and he like delivered. He had coffee.
Well, of course he did. He had French toast. Of course he did. Can you imagine if he didn't?
A whole thing. He had a whole thing.
You're not even getting on the plane. Let's take separate flights if he didn't.
Yeah. So I go back, and then he's there with the coffees and all the things, and he says, sit down. And he said, you know, when you were doing all that, it's like, I was thinking, what would my reaction have been if it was my truck? Because he loves his truck. And I don't know if this makes it better or worse.
Interesting.
He said, if it was my truck, I would have raced out there.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this all became clear to me, like, the reason why he seemed like he didn't care was because
he didn't.
He didn't.
He said, let that bitch get stolen. We have to replace the side view mirror. It's a weight off our hands. No, thank you.
Wow.
He's like, no, Colleen, this was part of my strategy.
If
it gets stolen, then we get a new car.
This is also
I'll get you a truck.
Clear now.
I am so shocked. And I'm sure you played it off like you were annoyed. This is why you and I are very different human beings. But I would have been like, okay, you know what? I'll just go get it. But the whole time thinking, he's going to surely jump in and go get it. He's not going to make me go get it.
And I,
you know, certainly this is a guy. And then I'd be going. And then I don't know that I could come back and have a breakfast sandwich as if everything's fine. Knowing he's the one that left the keys. And I had to go get him.
And he didn't care. He didn't care.
Because it wasn't his truck.
And he had the nerve to admit it.
Well, again, the confidence that comes with 40, man.
I know.
All right, I'll tell you. Just side aches.
Yeah, they're
just side aches.
Terrible.
They're super annoying. And I haven't been like, I don't know why I'm getting them. I used to get them really bad when I would run. I haven't been running recently, really. I mean, I'm walking. I'm just living. This also, I guess, comes with 40. I don't know.
Yeah.
Side aches are just, and I'm like constantly like squeezing or bending over or trying to change my position. And they're just a nuisance.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yes.
It's, I mean, nothing else to say. They just suck. That's it. That's all we got. What's your rave?
Okay, my rave is a serious rave.
Okay,
this
is
good. Late breaking news as of today.
Wow.
So I opened up about this over on Patreon, but my dad in April, May, got news that he had prostate cancer. And the summer has been a journey of figuring out treatment and weeks of radiation and all of the things that come with that.
Yes.
And when he was doing, so part of the process was he had to do something called I don't know if it's a PET or a PET, like what they say, but it's a scan where they load you up with something, like turn you into an alien. It's like radioactive, like
like put something in your blood.
Yes.
Or something. Uh-huh.
They make it all glow up.
Yeah.
And then they scan you and it's images that show where cancer potentially has spread. That was like the big scan to know if it went outside of his prostate or not. And so we were, you know, we got that back and they're like, good news, it hasn't gone out of your prostate. They're like, there is something, I don't know if I told you this, or like, there is something going on with your thyroid though. Do you remember me saying that? He had like a thing in his thyroid though. There's something going on in your thyroid. We don't know. Like, it's obviously not
cancer, but something's happening.
Well, they didn't know.
Oh.
They hadn't ruled cancer out. They said there's something going on with your thyroid. It couldn't have been that it was spread from the prostate. It was like a whole separate thing.
Oh, whoa.
So they're like, okay, we're going to get you through. So it's been just sort of this, it hasn't been stressful as much as it's been just like in the back corner of our mind that it was, the plan was get through all of the prostate stuff. Mm-hmm. And then he was 1 week done with radiation and he went in for a thyroid biopsy.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, dude, you know,
mm-hmm.
I have a good friend who had to have 2 biopsies on her thyroid to check like 2 different nodules, she had like a bunch of nodules in it,
yeah,
2 different places. And she got her results back within a week. And it's been probably 5 weeks.
Oh my gosh. What?
And we haven't heard anything. And then.
That seems insane.
Yeah. And then a week ago, they got news that the results of the biopsy were inconclusive and that they had to go to like, they had to refer to like another specialist to like really take another look at this. So we're just
so then that's even
waiting,
scary.
waiting. And I hope this is okay. I'll ask my dad if he's okay with this, but this is the voicemail I got today. Hold on.
Hey, Colleen, I just got a message from the doctor.
Four days ago, I guess.
Wasn't going to say that. I guess I have a thyroid of a teenager, Colleen. So, you know, everything's good.
There's no cancer in there.
No cancer or nothing. So, okay. Bye.
Great. You got to save that voicemail for like all time
because I
feel like it's adorable there back and forth, but you can also immediately hear the joy.
Yes.
I have the thyroid of a teenager, so not good. Hey, I just got a voicemail. Well, 4 days ago, Jer. Hey, Jer, 4 days ago. So good. The whole thing.
I know.
Oh my God. Okay. So then has he been scanned yet? For
no,
his prostate?
PSA,
no, not yet. Okay.
Check his PSA levels and all that stuff. So that's
like
the next.
But we checked off this thing that was secondarily maybe needed and it's fine. He's a teenager.
Isn't that great?
Oh, I love this.
Isn't that great?
It's great news. That's great news.
Yep. All right. Take us home.
Okay.
Beat that.
Online shopping. Okay. So. So your dad can beat cancer and I like to online shop from my home and get dresses. So John's brother's getting married and you know, I have stuff in my closet that I could wear, but why would I, when I can sit in my chair or any chair, I can sit in my office chair and scroll on my computer. I can sit in my bed and scroll on my phone. I can sit in the rocking chair in my living room and scroll on my phone and I can just add things to cart and I add and I add and I add and I add and I add. And then sometimes I check out and then sometimes they come to my door and I say, this is beautiful. And I try it on. I said, this isn't for me. And it goes in the return pile. Or I say, this is nice. Let me think about it. And all the whole time I've not left my home. And, you know, now the return part's coming, but still, I also love just a good deal. So yes. I love like finding something on one site and I'm like, I love this. I'm going to highlight it, copy, paste it into the bar, see if I can get it for cheaper on another site. It's just, it's such a puzzle piece. And then I'm like, well, I like this. They don't have my size or I don't want to pay that. So then I'll go try to find, I'll like reverse image lookup or I'll try to find something similar. And then I find all these other brands and I think, well, I like that dress, but maybe they have other clothes. And so then I just go to the brand and then I search the brand. And I say, what about maybe pants? Maybe sure. I don't know what I need. And I add a bunch of shit to the cart, barely check out with any of it. Meanwhile, my dopamine is fucking raging off the chain. My brain is, it's like, thinks we're on drugs, but I'm not spending any money. Yes. I mean, I'm wasting my time. I'm certainly spending a lot of time. It's a finite resource. But I don't regret it for a moment. And I just think online shopping is so cool. It's so fucking cool. Damn!
What a rush.
So what a rush. Turns out
every night
your dad's got the thyroid of a teenager and I got the fucking shopping craving of a teenager.
The next shopping adventure that we're going to be on is what to wear to Taylor.
Yeah, I did buy a dress that maybe was for the wedding that everyone thinks is not for the wedding that I may wear to Taylor.
We'll I was thinking it'd be fun to do a theme with everybody.
I know. I just ignored text.
What?
Because when you sent it to me and Annie, you said we should be friendship bracelets.
No, that was a joke. That. It was a joke.
Oh, I thought it was serious and I thought
a joke. Annie and I were on the phone and we're like, what if we were all one thing?
Oh, okay.
Connected. Yeah,
I just didn't even respond because I thought
that was outlandish.
But she responded thinking, LOL, that'd be something or something. And
it was outlandish.
That won't be me.
I were on the phone talking about it. But no, some kind of cohesion with the group.
Yes.
But
yes.
One of the ideas that came to my head today was the best believe I'm still bejeweled. Like, what if we did, like, and that dress made me think, like, jewel tones. Like, what
bejeweled
if we bejeweled ourselves?
That's fun.
And it's like, and so it opens
so
it
everyone
up
would, like,
for
what,
everyone.
Pick a color or you would just be like,
that's just the sparkly theme. And so have fun with it.
Best believe I'm still bejeweled. Yeah, that's a night. Oh,
and
I
then
like
people
that.
Can
I
kinda,
like
theme. Run with it, but it's also like we're all together. We're all you know. But it's
I also
not
kind
too,
of like that.
It's not too putting people in a box. People can still kind of have fun with it.
Yeah, you know? Right. You're open. I like that for like a 40th birthday theme too. Mm-hmm. Best believe I'm still like I'm turning 40, but best believe I'm still bejeweled. And by the way, I'm going out tonight,
and we're gonna make the whole place shimmer.
We're gonna make the whole place shimmer.
Isn't that kind of fun?
Okay, that's very fun. That's very fun. I like that idea. Yeah. Well, now I get to online shop some more.
Okay. We love you all.
We're all winning.
Don't forget to come back.
SipSquadPod.com/shop.
Yep.
Patreon, patreon.com/ you can sip with us. Join us there. $5 a month.
Yep.
Get your Friday episode. Come back here every Tuesday. Come over to Instagram. There's lots of places you can find us. It's all going to be good.
You can sip with us always.
And we
will see you
next Tuesday.
Bye. Want more? You can sit with us. How about another round of your favorite podcast?
We
sign
me up.
Same.
Join us for another round over on Patreon. That's where we give you the down and dirty. We get raw and real. We raw dog it over there.
Oh, yeah. Every Friday, at least, we drop Friday episodes over on Patreon and additional content. It's all ad-free. You can sign up. Go to Patreon, patreon.com/ you can sip with us, or download the Patreon app and search You Can Sip With Us. Become a patron. $5, guys.
It's $5 a month. I mean, just give up your latte one day. One day out of 30 days, boom, paid for.
Yeah. Yeah. Totes, kabotes. Do it. We'll see you over there.
KCO.
Every Friday,
love
guys.
Love you.
Bye.
You're our crew. Bye.